Welcome to the Spiritual Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pinkley. Let's begin. Episode 103, The Heightened Stages of Ascension. I would say most people going through the ascension process, by now you know what's happening. At the very least, you know that this has to do with vibrational acceleration, also known as ascension. At the very least, you understand that it's you know, that you know what's happening, and you know that the adversity you're experiencing is because of that. And at the most, you're doing the work that really matters, which is surrendering and feeling in order to burn through the karmic suppressed emotional density, which is the whole purpose of ascension, is clearing out. It's basically clearing karma. And that's done two ways. First, by way of karmic debt, where, you know, you're sent certain people, places, and situations, and you get the feeling that you need to help them, or you need to do this job, or you need to do that thing, which is part of vibrational acceleration, ascension. But most people, they're given that task right away, and I believe most people have cleared that part, the physical karmic debt of, you know, helping whoever, or working with whatever, or doing whatever for some person or company or something on the earth or whatever. Most people clear that out pretty quick. And what remains is actually the bigger work, which is the suppressed emotional karmic density, the layering, the deep suppressed emotional layering that is really karma from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime has to be cleared out in order for you to ascend. You simply cannot take that emotional density up into the higher vibration. So your higher self will amplify your core vibration to try to get you a little bit ahead of vibrational acceleration itself. Like, there's no choice. It's just a matter of whether you go willingly or unwillingly, right? I always recommend willingly. It's much, much less painful. And so during the heightened stages, and this is assuming that you've listened to a fair number of my podcasts or my TikToks, and you already have a basic foundation. If you don't, you need to go back and like listen to all these again. So during the heightened stages, what happens to people that are doing the work, especially the front runners, the advanced souls are leading the tip of this thing, is that you'll get boxed in by your karma. You'll get boxed in by these, you know, very limiting, debilitating, disempowering physical circumstances. And it's like you're boxed in this situation and you can't get out. And it's because the higher self has amplified your core vibration. So the only way out is by surrendering. And when you truly surrender, then you start to feel, right? And you'll feel the underlying suppressed emotion that needs to come out of your body. You need to burn it out of your body by allowing the body to express itself. You know, and a lot of people they'll just fight and fight, and they'll just keep trying to take these action steps, and it won't work because you're trying to battle your own karma. You can't fight it and win. It's impossible. So the way through is to surrender deeply into it. And if you want to get even more advanced, you can purposely try to trigger it by really going into it and amplifying it, you know, and even visualizing, feeling sometimes like, well, where is this leading me? You know, is this leading me to being completely homeless on the street because I have no money? Then feeling that, instead of waiting to get there to have that generated, feel it into it and burn through it so that you can break through to the other side. Remember that the goal of this is to have you emerge and integrate with your higher self. Once you're through with all this, you're free and clear to create whatever you want, right? On the other side of all this insane limitation being generated by vibrational acceleration and the amplification of your core issues, on the other side of that is becoming completely 100% limitless, right? And so for many of you already, 3D reality no longer works. You can't hustle, you can't grind to make things happen. It just doesn't work anymore. You have to get to the 5D. And that's an oversimplification, the 3D versus 5D. Just, you know, I just say go with it. You know, you can argue technically that your body goes up to 4D, but your mind and spirit is in 5D and whatever, you know what I mean? But just for now, we'll just do 3D versus 5D. So 3D doesn't work anymore for a lot of people. And you'll know if this is you, because every single action that you take to try to compensate or get out of the situation yields nothing. It yields nothing. right? And maybe some of you aren't in the heightened stages and you can still take actions, and maybe this doesn't apply to you, but there's definitely, you know, several million people on the planet right now in the heightened stages of this does, and they know it because they're you know, they already know, there's, you know, they've tried already and they realize there's just no energy behind it. The only way to make something happen is to align your energy. But if you're boxed into a situation and you're fighting all this grief because you're you know, your life is the opposite of what you want, your health is whatever, you're not going to be able to manifest, you're not going to be able to align energy because you're battling your own karma that's surfacing for integration, your suppressed emotional karmic density. So you have to surrender and feel that first before you can move into aligning energy. Otherwise, you're just fighting yourself, right? You're fighting your karma and you will never win that. You can't win that, right? So surrender, feel, burn through that suppressed emotional karmic density. And don't try to get done with it either. Don't think that it's done just because you had one good 2 or 3 hour session and it just took everything out of you. You could have 2 more weeks of that, a month, 3 more months of that, right? I don't want to be discouraging, but the quickest way to stymie yourself or to prolong it is to keep thinking that you're done after each session, because you'll feel that relief and you'll feel the joy will come back and the bliss, and you'll feel like that free feeling, right? But the tendency is for this to happen in waves, and they're the same waves. It's like the layering that's happened over lifetime after lifetime after lifetime has to come out the same way that it got input. So that means that, you know, that you'll have a layer or a wave of it. And sometimes I've seen it happen like every 2 hours, you know, when you're really in the heightened stages, every 2 hours you're sobbing for like an hour and then you're fine, or 30 minutes, and then you're fine for 2 hours, then it happens again, right? Another part of this is that the pressure of whatever your life situation, it stays on you. Whereas previously over the last couple of years, as this thing's kind of cranked up and ramped up, usually we'll get hit with it. We'll go into a period of extreme purging that we'll get hit with it with a high vibrational wave. It'll cause everything to come to the surface, and it'll be the pressure beyond for a month and gets let off. This time, starting about a month ago, it has not let up, and I do not anticipate. If anything, I felt it ramp up again 48 hours ago. So it's just going to keep cranking because I think spirit is trying to catch us up so that, people don't destroy the freaking planet. I don't think there's any danger of that. I think there's too many people awakened. I think it's going to be fine. It could be a bit bumpy, but I think that spirit's really pushing for people to merge with their higher self, and that means that the vibrational vice grip has been clamped down, and it's like squeezing the blood from a turnip, is squeezing all the emotional density, the karmic suppressed emotional density out of us, right? So that means that you just have to keep doing the work, and there's a certain degree of likelihood that this insane situation that you're in is not going to change until you've burned out all the emotional density. Has to come out. Right? So, I do think, though, that you can get to a critical mass where maybe you only have like 5 or 10% left and it kind of gets rounded up and you can actually jump into your new 5D reality. I think that there are some people that can and will be able to manifest a little bit ahead of time because the higher self can still keep cranking on whatever situation, right? So, I mean, this is a complex, convoluted topic. I mean, it's one of the reasons, you know, I do coaching on this, specifically on ascension, people going through spiritual awakening, people going through the vibrational meat grinder, all these things. There's just not a lot of other people on the planet that understand this the way I do. I mean, if any, maybe it sounds arrogant, but I've never met a single person that really gets the mechanics of vibrational acceleration the way I do. I attribute that to, first, it being my life path. Second, when I found oneness, I basically studied it over the last 10 years like a Bible. It really is the Bible. It is the Ascension Bible. There's no other book that kind of even remotely compares to it. And it's, its ability, it covers and integrates all topics. Anyway, not trying to pump myself up. I'm just saying that, it's one of the reasons why I get people, I coach people all the time on this stuff, because it's complex. Right. But really, what am I doing? I'm just reminding them. I'll say something and it just resonates, So I'm just validating most advanced people and souls on this path they're already doing the right thing. They just, there's all that uncertainty. And all I'm doing really is just validating, you know, and maybe sorting a couple things out, you know, maybe removing a blockage here or there. And even then I'm just pointing it out and they remove it themselves, right? So your mission is just to get back to work, you know, surrender and feel, quit trying to run away from your situation. Realize it's not going anywhere. If anything, you need to surrender, feel, and allow yourself to sob it out. There could be anxiety, fear, or anger, rage also that needs to come out, but 70% of it is going to be deep grief that needs to come out, loss of, you know, attachment to certain aspects of physical reality. I think that'll do it for this time. If you're interested in any coaching, consulting for your business, come in and work with your executive board or whatever, hit me at the Work with Chris page on ChristopherPinkley.com. Until next time, take good care.